Hey guys, Mike Taylor, aka Battleship Cobra here for podcast season 1, episode 5. I wanted to bring back the podcast because I had a lot of topics I wanted to talk about, but I didn't necessarily want to make a video for every single one. The podcasts are a great way for me to answer some questions you have and at the same time do it easily and give you some more content for you to enjoy. I hope you like the redesign. The first topic I wanted to cover, why I was away from YouTube for so long. Basically, I took a break because my dad died and I just quit everything. I kept working and I just didn't feel like being Battleship Cobra. And so I totally stopped. And, you know, was it a mistake? I don't know. Obviously, I can't go back in time. But I had some people reach out to me and they said, like, hey, what's going on? You haven't made videos in a long time. And I usually explained what had happened. And they said, well, we're really sorry to hear what happened. We hope you get through the ordeal. But I felt like day by day I was not contributing as much as I could, and I felt like I was just kind of wallowing in my own sadness. I feel like it had been enough time after my dad died that I had kind of processed through everything, and I felt like, hey, you know what, I'm excited about doing YouTube again. I'm going to get back in and do some things, mix it up. So that's why I got back on. So I'm really happy. I've been doing it for quite a few weeks now. And yeah, we're going to keep it up. I have a few different cool plans, including more episodes of the podcast. You can go to podcast.battleshipcobra.com. You can get the podcast on your devices. I'll just post the videos on YouTube, so it's just easier for you to reference them there too. I host on Anchor, and for now anyway. It's just real easy, it's really inexpensive, and I should be on almost every single platform. It's crazy, I didn't really do anything, so boom, that's why. To support me, go to battleshipcobra.com, and you can see my Udemy for SAP Business. You can see my SQL for SAP Business One course and my Crystal Reports for SAP Business One course. Take those, they support me. And if you do, I really appreciate it. I answer all the questions that are posed to me through there, through the Q&A section. If you want to contact me specifically, go to linkedin.battleshipcobra.com and you can send me a message there. I can't promise I'm going to connect. I won't connect to your system, but I can help to guide you in the right path normally. And again, I won't be doing a bunch of free stuff, but I'll do what I can do. And I really will try to help you as much as I can. If I have some resources, I'll share them with you and all that good stuff. Just to want to be straightforward here, I'm not going to be connecting to your system and I'm not going to be doing free work. Some good water. I wanted to start today with a rant of the day. Rant of the day. I don't think I have an animation here yet, but I'll try to do something. I had a couple other little sections and interesting things that I'd want to do. Maybe you can see this sandalwood here. Sandalwood incense. Whoosh, swirl. It's pretty smoky actually. I'm just gonna move this over here. Getting off to a good start. I want to start with a breath, and I think I'm gonna do this for every episode. I should have done it at the beginning, but I thought of this earlier. I think a lot of people go through their day and they're shallow breathing, like, and that's a signal to your brain that you're panicking. And people are just shallow breathers. They just don't breathe in. They're taking shallow breaths or barely breathing. You're holding your breath a lot of the day. If you take deep breaths in, your mind learns that you're not panicking. Instantly just calms you right down. And honestly, just a nice breath in. Hold it, and then a breath out. It's just crazy how much that'll relax you. You can do ohms too. I don't know how you can't be calm after something like that, but anyways, I need to be calm because it's the rant of the day, rant of the day, rant of the day. Rant of the day is troubleshooting printers, okay? It is just a nightmare. I mean, if you hate troubleshooting printers, put a comment below. Actually, if you don't know about my YouTube video, go to youtube.battleshipcobra.com. I make lots of videos every week at... I make videos weekly, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sorry, I'm a little bit disorganized. This is my first time back in a while. So, troubleshooting printers. Gosh, it is just the worst. Being a remote person, being a remote support and trying to troubleshoot printers is probably one of the most annoying things because they always start like, I printed it and the margin's off. And you're just like, fuck. I printed it and the size is slightly different. And you're like, okay, well, you know, I'm willing to admit that it could be my fault, maybe. And I go and I check the Crystal Reports layout and I say, okay, what do the margins look like? Is it printing on letter paper, not A4 paper? I test it. I test PDF it. And then after test PDFing it, I'm like, I don't know what else I can do. Like, this doesn't print to that. Like, okay, tell me who needs to print what, and then I will test that. But it's so hard to test. Each individual machine can have its own little things, its own drivers. Sometimes you're using redirected stuff from the terminal. It just really is my least favorite thing to troubleshoot. I'm sorry. So, rant of the day. Next topic. Boutique versus systemized. I guess I need... Maybe I'm going to call this volume instead of systemized. Boutique versus volume. This is the framework I use to understand businesses and kind of their approach. It also helps me to understand broadly where a business is in its development cycle. A boutique business is one that every customer is individual, every product is custom. Everything you're delivering is totally custom, totally bespoke, totally individualized. Every customer has a different price. Every job has a different product. Every project is totally different. Everything is custom. The problem with smaller businesses is they treat everything like this, generally because they've needed to develop this way. They've been doing everything for everybody while they learn their business models. So you can say most businesses start out on the boutique scale. But what you want to do is you want to move towards volume side. So there's the volume side where completely just cranking out the same thing, one price, bingo, bangle, bongo, straightforward. Nobody gets discounts or everybody gets the same discounts. Extremely simple. You're just cranking it out. You're just repeating. You're just stamping those widgets, making those things, sending them out the door hundreds of thousands at a time, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Boutique businesses can make money. Volume businesses can make money. If you want to get bigger, you're generally not going to have the ability to stay boutique. And especially if your business really isn't boutique. Say, for example, you sell furniture and you have 75 different discount levels. Well, 18%, 18.5%, 19%, 10%, 11%, 12%. Each one was probably negotiated, but as you grow bigger, you don't want to have to track that. I mean, SAP can track it, but why not make it simpler on yourself to have like a manufacturer suggested retail price and then a couple discounted list levels based on volume or something like that? Reduce the administration it takes, reduce, you know, so you can actually print price lists, make it simple for yourself, make all of your processes very systemized. So I say boutique versus volume. If you're moving towards volume, you want to systemize and monetize. So are you boutique? Truly boutique? You want to be as volume based as you can while still providing great customer service and all those great things that come with a boutique. But you want to standardize your product as much as you can, standardize your prices as much as you can, standardize your process as much as you can. You want everything to filter into one beautifully simplified process. And that's what I mean about systemized. You want to be able to handle 10,000 orders the same way that you handle one order. And if you could do that with like a beautiful level of service while still being maintainable and easy to follow with checklists, etc., then that's great. So tying into that, it's process design. And I think of process design as the maximum feature that you want. It used to be complexity, to tell you the truth. I wanted everything to be perfect system-wise. And it needed to respect the perfection I had in my head. But the process design, when I realized that compliance, after many years, I realized compliance is the number one thing, because if people aren't going to do it, what's the point of reinforcing it with a system? You need it to be the perfect amount of process. Complexity is the amount that gives you maximum compliance if you want to maximize the function. David Allen says it really well. He says, the right amount of complexity is whatever creates optimal simplicity. I like the way they say that. So you want to remove as much as you can. Sometimes you're not going to have, you know, sometimes you're going to miss maybe some stuff, but you have compromised, you have buy-in from your end users, and you have bred compliance over everything. So when you think of process design, think of compliance. And I think this is where you really need to ask questions and you really need to show it to people, to users, and you really need to get real feedback. Whew. I wanted to leave you with a quote. It's from Cus D'Amato, famous trainer of Mike Tyson, in his early days. Amazing trainer, if you look into him, he has a lot of good quotes. A really cool guy. I believe a man is a professional when he can do what needs to be done no matter how he feels within. An amateur is an amateur in his attitude emotionally. A professional is a professional in the way he thinks and feels and in his ability to execute under the most trying conditions. Again, by Cus D'Amato. Sums it up by itself. I think the differentiator between a professional and an amateur is somebody that gets things done, no matter what. They come with their toolbox, they've seen a lot of stuff before, and their value is getting the job done that needs to get done efficiently, effectively, with compliance. I always love to see any professional who has been working for a long time see their toolkit, see what they've built. I like to think I show up with a big toolkit, big tool belt, a lot of experience. I show up, I know I can do it with confidence. And no matter what happens, I've probably seen worse. And that makes me a professional. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate everybody watching anything that I create for any reason. Go to BattleshipCobra.com, check it out. You can go to podcast.battleshipcobra.com if you want to listen to this or my other episodes in audio format. I'm going to try to do these every week or so. But definitely check out my main YouTube videos that are Mondays, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Really appreciate it. If you have any comments, questions, whatever, post them below. Contact me on LinkedIn at battleshipcobra.com if you want to suggest a topic. Bye for now.